In 1980, the Chilean constitution declared that the rights of private citizens over waters, recognized or constituted in conformity with the law, shall grant proprietorship to the owners thereof. This demonstrated that the Pinochet dictatorship intended to insert free market ideals into the realm of water rights. 1 year later, the 1981 Water Code was passed, and since then, the Chilean government has exercised little control over water disputes. This code transformed water into a private commodity and invented a new type of water right to take advantage of the country's potential hydroelectric resources. However, the code also says very little about water coordination or conflict resolution. Originally, the Chilean state owned and distributed water. But, following the Pinochet dictatorship, water rights were passed on to investors, and, in 1997, a Spanish company bought the water company Endesa Chile, which became Endesa Spain, and has owned 80% of Chile's non-consumptive water rights. Endesa Spain was purchased by Enel, an Italian company, and has become one of the world's largest energy suppliers. The neoliberal logic present in 1981's Water Code has led to water conflicts becoming a symbol of struggle, an example being the case of Alto Maipo in 2008. The Alto Maipo proposition was to construct a large hydropower project in the mountains above Santiago. The success of the Patagones Sin Represas movement inspired resistance and social movements in Alto Maipo. What's interesting is that the actors involved in both Alto Maipo and Patagones Sin Represas are primarily people who are not legally considered water users and have thus traditionally been excluded from the realm of water governance.